Highway made three bright, shining stars of cinema. You have undoubtedly allowed them entry into your living rooms in the past. Well, today they let us into theirs. Cheerio, folks. I'm Bob Leach, and welcome to Lifestyles. The 1970s belonged to Bert and Sally, Bobby and Brando, Wallace and Ladmo. Henry Kissinger was president. The Bradys grew up before our very eyes. Death metal was invented in communist Thailand. And people wore the worst goddamn hairdos in world history. But the 70s would not have been the 70s without Glenn Alan Mitchell. In 73, he lit up the silver screen as Nazi gunman number 4 in the Dirty Dozen. In 78, he won over America as flaming stunt double in Sharky's Machine. And he closed out his brilliant career in 83 as a passerby on episode 9 of Hardcastle and McCormick. Now this iconic classic of a superior time and theater is living here in this cozy one-bedroom-slash-living-room RV in beautiful Tuscaloosa, Alabama. But he hasn't always called this charming southern town home. No, sir, he drove from Birmingham just this morning. But life on the road seems to fit this toothless movie monkey just fine. Let's step inside his RV and check things out. Now, the first thing that strikes you about this... Whoops, sorry about that. Quaint little agile abode is the unmistakable scent of deep ground-in ball sweat, coupled with cherry Copenhagen chewing tobacco. The front seat, I choose to imagine, was once made of a rich Corinthian leather, but now fashions a more contemporary look of a naked woman beach towel held in place by wood clothespins clamped to the side of a broken backrest. The front room... or cab, as some like to call it, also features a cup holder. Its present usage explains half of our stench. Through a missing passenger side window, this comfort camper gives you a breathtaking ground-level view of an always-changing landscape. Right now, our camera soaks in a sun-drenched AM-PM with a majestic La Quinta Inn being seen in the background. Let's check out the living quarters, shall we? Oh, let your toes enjoy a lush layer of old newspaper covering a urine-stained linoleum. But watch your head. Glenn Allen doesn't allow for much headroom in his golden chariot of mobile living. Go ahead, pull the handle on the wall, and you'll be swept away to the bedroom. A luscious love nest of libido. Clearly capturing the essence that is Glenn Allen's self-entitled f*** wagon. Yes, that's 6 feet of blissful ballin', says Mitchell. 4 more than you actually require, he says. The rusted springs sticking out from the mattress top. Well, they're there to let you know you're not sleeping on a mere mat. The mini television, mini bar, and microwave are all the evidence you need of this camper's disdain for luxury. Indeed, it's a pleasure palace on wheels for this cinematic extra of more than 6 films. But it's the lack of a permanent address that proves the true luxury of this little slice of highway heaven, allowing one plastic-hipped rebel of theater to dodge child support payments from Macon to Monterey. To own it, you best be willing to cough it up. The hefty price of $300 is on this wagon, or bring a really, really cool item in trade. Or you can forget about dining on Beanie Weenies and Pabst Blue Ribbon aboard this cozy cruiser from heaven. Oh, and who can forget today's second featured celebrity on Lifestyle? Whether you recognize him from the celebrity pie-eating contest featured on Nightly News KALB Channel 6 Albuquerque Santa Fe, or as the cute kid in 1974's Spanish-speaking Cream of Wheat ad featuring the unforgettable line, eso es trigo bueno. I don't think any of us will soon forget young Ricky Sanchez. After a bitter feud with his parents over the hundreds of dollars he earned as a child star, this wheat slinger from San Antonio has taken his gravy train to beautiful Pahrump, Nevada, calling a one-bedroom apartment above a mom-and-pop muffler shop home. Yes, indeed, these days, Ricky is living a life of Spam enchiladas, Boone's Farm bubbly, and protein shake-powered bathtub jacuzzis. No, sir, neither the billowing black clouds of failed exhaust systems nor the roar of unmuffled engine life in the morning morning can keep this world traveler in bed past noon, though the comfort of broken hospital bed found in good enough condition at a junkyard might. Let's go inside and snoop around. What do you say? It doesn't take long to strike you that Ricky emphasizes convenience in his nearly palatial 40-square-foot treasure trove. From the view atop his Garfield welcome mat, you can see it's a few simple steps from Ricky's bed to the toilet to a crooked kitchen table. But walk carefully. Ricky's painted concrete kitchen floor is fully engulfed with golden runaway nuggets of Kix cereal. Clearly, this van of leisure proved far too leisurely to retrieve them. Bullet-riddled walls are cleverly masked with duct tape and creased motocross posters taken from colored magazine inserts. Oh, it's a veritable shrine of artistry devoted to the priceless works of present-day artiste Jeremy McGrath. And don't you worry, neither a toilet brush or brand name scrubbing agent would dare tarnish Ricky's ode to mildew. And all of this could be yours if you can simply afford the hefty price tag of $45 a month plus utilities. Let's move on, shall we? Lifestyle's final celebrity home today brings us to the front door of this halfway house in Chico, California, where the name on the mail slot is all you need to see to know that you are brushing elbows with stardom. Let's go wake up, pump up the volume star Christian Slater now.
Get off my f***ing porch, you sucking leech.
Oh, it's good to be recognized. I'm Bob Leach. See you next time on Lifestyles.